Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two. Featuring an all-new cast, this installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Big deal brands are up to 25% off right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. You're not going to want to miss this. These brands almost never go on sale. At DSW, we'll give you something to brag about. Like up to 25% off select styles from Adidas, Crocs, Nike, Reebok, and more brands you love. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Save today at your DSW store or DSW.com. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can put your sports IQ to work in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions live, all game long. You use your sports knowledge in the moments that matter. Robinhood Prediction Markets changes the game. It's people moving the action. So when momentum shifts, you can move with it. I always knew the game, but never had a dynamic way to apply that knowledge. Now, I can actually take part live in a market powered by people. You're no longer just a spectator. Play by play, you decide. Trade every play with Robinhood. Now available across the U.S. Download the Robinhood app now to begin. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives, LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome into Take Command with Logan Paulson. I'm Grant Paulson. Logan spent a decade in the NFL at tight end. I just sit and talk into a microphone on the radio. But that's why we got Logan with us. Looking forward to chatting. As always, Logan, how's California?
It's good, man. And I will say, like, don't do yourself a disservice there. You're one of the best in the business at talking to a microphone, which is a skill and a talent in its own right.
I appreciate you saying that. Very kind of you. Yes, I like the being able to sit comfortably in a climate-controlled room and watch a lot of football and discuss football matters.
It's a good job.
A little bit jealous, but we've got good weather here in the DMV too. You timed your trip out to California a couple of weeks off. Like now it's pretty.
All right.
You should have gone where it was like 21 degrees.
Yeah, it was
100 degrees, by the way.
DeGuise. Yeah, right when we were leaving, I was like, man, the weather's actually like nice now out here in Virginia. And so being out here in California, weather in California is perfect. Like my son, we were getting ready to go for a walk in the evening yesterday, and he goes, it's like nice outside. And I was like, yeah, it's going to be nice out here all the time. So get your mind right, kid.
I will say every time I travel to a place, whether it's California or somewhere else where like they don't have seasons and it's just good weather all the time, I always wonder, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And it's home and it's all I know and it's the place I've been my whole life. But like there's days here a couple weeks ago where it's snowing the day after it was 80 degrees and like everyone's sick constantly. And even this week, I say it's nice, but it's been like 50 one night and 79 the next. Like it's, you're just, this is like a laboratory to get everybody sick, this area. And you kind of wonder, like, what are we doing here? A little bit. But speaking of what are we doing on Take Command today, we got a lot to chew on. I want to get into some comments from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters out in Phoenix, the owners' meetings, the league meetings, and then we've got some mailbag questions to wrap things up as well. First thing I found really interesting, I wanted to get your thoughts on. DQ talking about who's going to wear the green dot. I don't know why this is an issue necessarily. Like, I would have thought Leo Chenault could just do it. He hasn't done it before in Kansas City necessarily, but if he's going to be your Mike linebacker of sorts, just put the green dot on him and let's rock and roll. But he basically said it doesn't have to be a linebacker or a safety, that whoever's on the field the most could essentially be the guy they give the green dot to if you're not coming off the field, and that, you know, it doesn't need to be their main communicator at the second level. So I'm just curious, first of all, your thoughts on that philosophy, and then also what I'm missing here. Why not just have Chenault do it? I mean, they're all learning this defense together anyway. It's not like he's been here less than Luvu or somebody else.
Yeah, I think that's – but I do – so first off, yeah, I think he's not saying Leo Chenault can't do it or Frankie can't do it or, you know, Harris can't do it. I think he's just kind of – I love that. I love that he brought it up that way. It's like really just the person that you feel most comfortable communicating to the defense, right? And I think people have these traditional roles of it being a linebacker. But, you know, as I hadn't heard him say that, but when you think about it, it's like, shoot, if our right defensive end is a team captain, he's a smart dude, he's going to be on the field all the time, like, let him wear the green dot, let him call the defense, and then the secondary communication will stem off of that, right? And, like, it's so funny.
Can you decipher between the two? So, obviously, green dot is getting the – you've got the earpiece. The call is coming into you from Durante Jones. I don't know if he's a sideline guy or a booth guy, from wherever he's at. And then you're just saying it in the huddle. But all the other communication after that happens based on what? Like, take us through the mechanism there.
Yeah. So, for example, like, you know, I think about when Fletch used to do it, right? He'd get the call. He'd kind of say the, like, there's a portion of the call that designates the front or the pressure. So he's obviously communicating to the guys in the front of the defense. And then he'll turn around and there'll be a safety kind of right there behind him. He'll communicate to those guys. And then those guys will echo the communication out. So, like, it's not like Fletch is going and talking to every single person individually. He'll talk to someone in the defensive line and they'll echo the front. They'll echo the call, right? The linebackers will echo the call. And so it really is like he's the flashpoint. But in terms of secondary communication, alignment, that all comes from just the whole group communicating. Well, I think when you talk about defensive football, like communication being so important, like Fred Smoot, like smart dude. The one thing he always says about defense is you can hear a good defense before you can see them, right? And the thing that I always used to think, I was like, that must be like a physicality thing. That's the helmets touching, right? And he was like, no, it's I want them to over-communicate everything, right? He talks about like when he played with Sean Taylor, for example, and that the way they would communicate bunches and boxes and all these different calls in terms of coverage, like that's all happening live in game. And so I do think everyone thinks the green dot is like this master communicator because that's what they've been exposed to here. Brendan Fletcher, one of the greatest linebackers ever to do it, that was the architect for the position. When in reality, modern defense is more about the secondary and tertiary communications. And so really, you just need someone to get the call in. And I've seen defenses specifically in college, they'll do this. They'll just signal the call in and then the secondary communication starts like that. And so I do think that there are a multitude of ways to handle this. And I just think it's really interesting to hear guys like Dan, who've coached a lot of football, been around the game for a long time, been like, traditionally you think of it this way, when in reality, there's a multitude of ways you could solve this problem if you don't feel comfortable. Like, and people say, why not Leo Chenault? Maybe Leo Chenault will be the first and second down guy. He's coming off the field on third down, right? And which is totally cool, right? really physical player, handle the stuff on first down. There's packages that can be on third down. You seem to get the communication in. So is there a player that's going to be on the field more? Could they wear the dot? And I think that's really all he's saying is like, yes. He's just basically saying there are different ways we can handle this problem.
Protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. You can add protein cold foam to your favorite drink or try one of our new protein lattes or matcha. Try it today at Starbucks.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season two, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Yeah, so that's interesting. In other words, it's not like Chenault won't or can't do it.
Right.
But there's a bunch of ways to land the plane. So I'm interested in that. I mean, I wonder then who makes sense. Like, we don't know what the pecking order depth chart looks like yet, so it's hard to say. But they did have a safety last year who was back on this roster, who's an incredible communicator. Yeah. You sing the praises of quite a bit. I mean, my antenna's going up here a little bit.
Yeah, so I think, like, you know, Will Harris, like, he seems like a perfect candidate for it. It just depends on now, like, how much is he going to be on the field? Are they, because last year, even when he was healthy, there were some safety packages where they said we're going to have, like, Revo, I think it was Revo, Percy, and, I don't know, Quan, right? And get him off the field in certain situations, right? So, like, it really just depends on the packages, where they want to go with this thing, and how they built it out in order to get that communication done. But I think Will Harris would be an excellent candidate. I think Leo or Frankie would be fine. And the idea of it being a defensive lineman is something that I hadn't really thought about because of the kind of, you know, the hockey style substitutions. But if there's a guy that's going to be kind of your Max Crosby, for example, maybe there's a guy like that that could be on the field a lot for you.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, take command. From a leadership standpoint defensively, you're going to have a collection of guys coming in here that are maybe the premium players on the defense that are new, but everybody's learning this thing together, and it is this mishmash of experience in this scheme. How does it work for someone to kind of separate themselves? Is that a natural thing? It's not like a movie where you call a guy into your office and you knight them the leader and you're Charlie Conway and we're putting the C on your sweater. Like, is it natural that, like, a Daron Payne, who's just been here the longest, or Javon Kinlaw, who's a holdover and a vocal big imposing guy, or could it be that, you know, here comes Adafi Owe or Caleb on Chason or Leo Chenault and they take over? Like, how does that normally materialize with the locker rooms you've been in?
I think that's one of the reasons, like, everyone says, oh, off-season program isn't that important. I think off-season program, like the lifting, the running, the stuff you don't see in terms of football, is the time where that happens the most acutely, right? Like, that's where you see guys kind of, how do they communicate? How do they build relationships? And are they ready for a larger leadership role? Like, and I think that's where the foundation of that is established. And, you know, the strength coaches can see it. The coaches will watch some of that stuff. The coaches will see how guys are in the meeting room. And then if they see that kind of spark, they can foster that in camp by giving them more leadership opportunities, letting them speak to the team, letting them get the breakdown, letting them, you know, in some cases, like, hey, you got the green dot for this period, to see how they handle those opportunities. So I do think, yeah, there's a lot of new faces coming in. But like, this is one of the things about building a team is you as a coach and as an organization have to kind of say, okay, these guys are showing some aptitude for this, or we need this play. Like, I remember, for example, like Kyle Shanahan wanted to get more out of Trent Williams his rookie year, right? And so like one of the things they did going into year two is they made him a team captain, kind of hoping that that would, you know, make him take a more mature and responsible approach. And I think it worked to a certain extent. And there's times I've seen where they've done that same thing and it doesn't work, right? So it's just, there's all these little tricks and tools to kind of help you discover leadership. And once it's discovered, foster that leadership. And so like a great example for me is a guy like Rebo. You know, he's just a naturally vocal person. He builds relationships really well. He's not the big stud in terms of, you know, going to have a 500 tackles every single year. But that leadership is something that is very, very valuable, right? In terms of building that culture. And so like, you know, that might not show up in anything tangible in practice, but that's going to show up in the locker room. It's going to show up in warmups. And I think having guys like that can help facilitate some of these new guys into larger leadership roles.
Very possible this defense could be adding a leader at number 7 overall. I want to get into that pick next. Adam Peters was asked about the possibility of a trade in the first round. He actually gave a pretty candid answer. We'll get into that in just moments on Take Command.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about. I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.